Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to Healthy Moments. This is your host, Renee Norris-Jones. You may also know me from For the People, Law and Plain Language, Saturdays, 5 p.m.
And also on Let's Be Real Radio, Thursdays at 7 p.m. on gtownradio.com.
But here on Healthy Moments, as the title of the show suggests, we're going to be talking about ways that you can change your lifestyle to become a healthier you. I do have to put a disclaimer out there. I am not a doctor. I'm not a dietitian, but I am a regular you, regular Joe Schmo, just trying to change my lifestyle. And for me, it was one little bit at a time, trying one little thing. Don't go cleaning out your refrigerator. I didn't have to get rid of all the chocolate in my house. I had to come back. I had to do some portion control. But those are the things that we're going to be talking about. Things that you can do to stay a healthier you. I chose Healthy Moments because a moment is something that suggests ease. If I'm going to tell you that it's going to take an hour, we don't want that. We just want a moment. So I want to share with you little things that you can do in a moment. Just one thing a week to become a healthier you. I thought about doing this show for a long time because a few years ago I was diagnosed as a diabetic in April, and by November, December, I had high blood pressure, and I was struggling. The doctor said, you need to see a dietitian, and boy, did I need to see a dietitian. We're going to introduce one little thing, nothing layered, nothing big, nothing huge, just one little thing that you can do. And if you don't like it this week, I'm going to encourage you to try it anyway, but if you don't, it's cool. Next week, try that. I still remember that. What? I have diabetes. I have high blood pressure. This is not your mother's diabetes and high blood pressure. There is lots that we can do to change our outcomes. Even though my doctor did tell me, genetics can still come get you, but not yet. It's been 3 years and counting, and not yet. To be able to remove that risk factor from my life through diet, yeah, and exercise. And I take little steps to make sure that I leave room in my life to do them. Stay tuned. In just a second, we'll be on to share our tip of the week.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Healthy Moments Radio. Next weekend is Memorial Day. We're going to talk about cookout weather because the spring is upon us. Summer's going to be here before we know it. And we really have to be prepared to eat in the summer months. There's a lot more out there. In the summer, there's more fruits, there's more vegetables that are seasonal that we look forward to. But as a diabetic, we have to be very, very careful what we will consume. At cookouts. In the studio today, we have a special guest who actually suggested this topic, and it's very appropriate. We have Miss Carolyn Massey. Carolyn has been on a couple of shows. We've talked about how she eats when she's traveling because she travels for work. So welcome, Carolyn, to Healthy Moments Radio.
Thank you, Renee. Thank you for having me on the show, and good afternoon to the audience.
We're going to talk about cookouts. So, Carolyn, when you go to a cookout, what do you usually expect at a cookout? Or when you have a cookout, what do you think is usually on the menu?
Definitely barbecued meats. That could be ribs, could be chicken, steaks, and hot dogs, hamburgers to start off with. I always like to start off eating a lot of hot dogs and hamburgers. And waiting for the real food, as they call it,
the adult food.
Be ready, like the ribs. Everybody always wants the ribs.
Oh, my goodness. I die for ribs.
Steak, if they have a steak, and baked beans, corn. I love corn on the cob if it's fresh picked. And I indulge in a lot of butter and salt on my corn.
Oh!
I eat it really for the butter and the salt.
Oh, my God. Audience, I'm sorry. We've made a huge mistake. We have the wrong guest on today. You live for the butter and the salt?
And the corn, because it's a really bad carbohydrate.
So you take the bad carb, which is the corn.
And make it even worse. By adding the salt and a lot of butter.
Oh, my God. Okay.
It's a guilty pleasure, but that's why we're having the show, to let people know.
Do not follow Carolyn's eating tips. Please, do not follow Carolyn's eating tips. So, I got the vapors from that one.
But
what else is at the salad? I mean, is at the picnic?
So what else is salads, but not traditionally what you think of as a salad with
So what else is at the picnic, the cookout, besides all the meats? Obviously, that must be your favorite.
We have a lot of salads, but they could be pasta salad, shrimp salad. Usually have deviled eggs. Lots of deviled eggs at picnics. Baked beans, potato salad with lots of mayonnaise in it. Coleslaw, which has lots of coleslaw dressing.
Yeah, what about fruits?
Fruits you usually get. Traditionally, I think people make that mixed fresh fruit salad and they put it inside of a hollowed out watermelon.
Okay, and what about desserts? Are the desserts cookouts?
Yeah, but it doesn't seem to be the emphasis. I would say probably things like banana pudding, cakes. I don't think cookouts is a place where you go where the emphasis is on dessert so much.
Yeah, I see already I have a problem because everyone knows I love desserts. But more importantly, everything you just mentioned
is not conducive
to someone with high blood pressure, diabetes
or
someone that's just trying to eat healthy. Yeah. From the meats with the sodium,
and
the ribs, the barbecue sauce, absolutely. Do you have your hot dogs just straight or do you put them on the carb-filled bread? And
we got to put them on that hot dog roll.
And then what do you put on top of it?
Add some condiments, at least mustard and raw onions. Probably the best thing I'm eating there is the raw onions.
I think so.
Isn't really saying much.
So
you see how hard it is to eat healthy
at a cookout
during the summer at a cookout. If you're somebody who gets invited to a cookout every week for the summer, that could be a little challenging to your health.
I don't see anything on that menu.
You could go
even if you go a little bit of this and a little bit of that. That's kind of like Thanksgiving dinner. And as I've mentioned before, one of the first dietitians I saw after I was diagnosed, she said, we don't want you to go to Thanksgiving dinner or to a birthday party and not indulge. But it's one day and you return to your healthy lifestyle. But the summer is traditionally about cookouts. Even though it's not a holiday, folks might come home, throw some coals on the grill, light up the gas grill, and throw some foods on there. But we have to be smarter because nothing on that menu, from the corn on the cob, even though it's a vegetable, it is not a good carb.
Probably the best thing that you can eat is the steak because it's just pure protein, but you need to balance that out with some carbs
and
some complex carbohydrates.
How you season that steak.
Yes.
And we've talked about that on previous shows. You can take a perfectly good piece of meat that's healthy, maybe a lean piece of chicken and or beef, and then by the time you season it up, you just made
salt.
It worse.
You're talking about salt.
Well, not just salt, but the sauces.
Oh, I know.
Sauces
on steak, okay.
Right. Or if they use steak sauce, or sometimes people use just pre-made steak seasoning or whatever,
okay.
But how they prepare that steak and once it gets to the table, how they eat it.
So if you're going to a cookout, you might want to ask your host how did they prepare the food without, you know, seeming rude or...
And maybe instead of
your situation.
Right. And maybe instead of asking the host, if it's someone that you know, but sometimes we get invited as a guest, if you're invited by someone that you know, you can say, you know, I'm diabetic. Can you maybe cook one piece of chicken without anything on it?
Right. And season it such that...
Right. Or... People bring dishes to cookouts.
Yes, they do.
You can bring a dish to share, so it's not just like I brought my own food in this Tupperware container, and this is what I'm going to eat, and that way you feel separate. But you can bring a dish, a side dish, or even a main dish that is enough for, it's kind of like a potluck, you know, you bring
right.
enough to share, which means you know that no matter what at that cookout, you can have something you like.
And you don't have to sit there and feel bad about.
Yes. Yes. And then other people enjoying what you brought to share. And it's okay. So if I go to a cookout and there's ribs, I'm telling you right now, I'm not even going to pretend.
Ribs.
I'm eating ribs.
But I'm going to eat my hot dog and hamburger first.
Wait a minute. No, I'm going to bring my own dish, side dish, so I have a healthy side of something to eat, but I'm going to have a piece of ribs. People, you're not going to have the hot dog and the hamburger as your healthy side. So this is going to be called the What Not... Carolyn's What Not to Eat.
What Not to Eat.
At a cookout.
But boy, is that some good eating at a cookout. And unfortunately, at a cookout, people make sweet tea and lemonade, or they have sodas and beer and Even your beverage choices get to be a little challenging at a cookout. So it's going to be
You've taken
difficult.
Detailed notes at these cookouts, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
And what's your favorite part besides the hot dog and hamburger appetizer?
The ribs. Really good ribs.
Okay. All right.
And the barbecue chicken can be good, too. I love barbecue chicken wings. They get a little crispy on them. But that is a lot of calories. And you might not think
of it.
And
a lot of sodium.
A lot of sodium, a lot of calories. You know, you're eating little wings, but they are really high in calories.
The wings
the
are?
The wings are. Because of the sauce that you add to them.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what you have to be careful of in the summer eating.
And a wing is kind of like eating one potato chip.
Yeah, you can't
I don't think
just
I've
eat
seen
one.
Anyone eat one wing.
No.
You tend to eat more, even if you're health conscious, because you're thinking they're smaller.
And the potato salad.
A carb.
I know at cookout some people will make a traditional green leaf salad, but usually it's not eaten to the degree that the other salads are.
Yes.
Like your pasta salad.
And a lot of times you don't really see that at a cookout.
No, you don't. Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little one. But no, it's the different salads. They're really heavy salads with all the condiments on them.
Yeah, so sometimes they'll have a crudité plate.
And I never, ever, ever indulge in that.
But
I should.
But here's something that I do when I see that plate.
Looks pretty.
I will go and pull off the vegetables and make my own little salad. Doesn't
okay.
have the greens underneath. But I
get
will
got
my carrots and
celery.
My tomatoes, my celery, having those things on the side, some cauliflower, some broccoli to make sure that I'm getting a serving size in.
That's a really good
of
idea,
vegetables.
Renee. I would have never thought that.
So that way I can eat that
I
and
just
the rib.
Avoid it.
Again,
I am there to have a good old time getting down with the food.
And I'm sure there's other people that feel the same way, which is why we're having this talk right now. We're having this show. But cookout, that can happen a couple times a month.
Or a couple times in a week?
Yeah, a couple times in a week. If folks like, come over, I'm just going to throw something on the grill. Maybe you're throwing something on the grill. So it's something to be aware of. Beware of the cookout. And it's not going to be as forgiving as that one time in the winter we have Thanksgiving. It's a summer full of cookouts.
Right.
Well, Carolyn, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me.
Next time I'll have to vet her a lot more. But thank you for sharing the actual idea of what to do in the summer months with the cookouts.
It's my pleasure to be here, Renee, and I hope these tips are going to benefit your audience this summer.
Till next time, here's to a healthier you.